Blog Talk Radio.
Government, faith in people, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you still a believer? Before, you may have known that politics is all about money, or at least suspected as much, and you may have accepted that that's just the way of the world. But has your way of the world been a little changed by the turn of events that have culminated over the past 4 years? In other words, has your lack of ability, your inability to be able to believe in this presidential administration, has it crossed over into other areas of your life to whereas you're looking at it like, if I know that they are lying, and then the people that I know don't see that they're lying, can I trust the people that I know? Has the government trickled down and infiltrated your world to whereas now you got to look at your mama and your daddy and your brothers and your sisters and your auntie and your uncle and your cousins and your neighbors and your co-worker friends and people that you grew up and all of them. Now you're looking at them sideways like, well, dad, if they not only fell for the okey-doke, but they are pushing the okey-doke. Yeah. Has the government come into my home and Big Brother now is shining a light on me and has my whole world in disarray? That's what we're talking about tonight, so let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752, and this your daily. The Daily Go Get 'Em is a show. We do this every single day, every single day, every day. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R's and daily go get him in the show all up in your area. And we are in motion and we're going to be all right on this Pretty Petty Tuesday, the 15th. The 15th. This Pretty Petty Tuesday, the 15th of Sagittarius, the last 2 weeks of the month, the first 2 weeks of the last 4 weeks of the month, and here we are, and we're going to talk a little bit about the truth. You know, we're trying to make it to 2021. You have to admit that it's not easy. This has been one of the craziest years in all of our lives. Now, I mean, to be honest with you, a lot of people have lost people in their lives in previous years. But that still may not compare to the death and destruction and confusion and the chaos that you may have seen this year. And I don't normally talk that way because I normally put things in perspective. I normally put things into perspective to the point where I'm saying, like, even though it's easy to look at the results of a situation and determine how they went down, and say, well, this was worse, this was better, and all of that kind of stuff. A lot of times we use revisionist history in order to determine how we think and what we feel and stuff like that. Because one of the reasons that we do that is because we know that we have made it through prior situations. We made it through. We got through it. It turned out all right. It was bad. It was hard. It may have been grueling, excruciatingly painful, but we saw our way through it by the grace of God. The universe came through, the superhero, whatever it was that pulled us through prior situations, we got through it. And sometimes we look favorably upon that. You have people who look back on the days when they was getting their ass whooped on some abusive shit, like, yeah, even with all of that, that was the good old days because mommy was here. And mommy might have been the one whooping their ass. But daddy was here. And daddy might have been the one whooping. You know, I really wonder if we're going to look back on 2020 one day and be like, even though the pandemic was going on, even though I lost my job, even though everything in my life was uncertain and we didn't know who was going to drop off next, at the same time, man, that was some of the best days of my life because I was with Tara. I wonder if we're going to be able to say that shit. But I was with Tara. And you know what I mean? When I was with Tara, everything was all right. Everything was all right. I was all right. We was all right. I was with Jerome. That's what the girl said. She was with Jerome. So everything was good because she was with Jerome. Even though that motherfucker was no good, leave alone. And he was messing around with other girls. That was my Jerome. But I know that y'all can't understand the love we had, but you got to understand that was Jerome. And I know Tara wasn't nothing but a hoe. She ain't had nothing going on with that. That was Tara. And, you know, you can say whatever you want. Everybody got problems in their own relationship, but I was with Tara. So in 2020, I was getting that money. Actually, I was broke as joke, but I had to pay you with money. Oh, will we? Will we look back on 2020 and be like, but it wasn't? I mean, this was bad, that was bad. It was hard to find anything that was really good, but I still wish I could be back in 2020. Hopefully 2021 gives us nothing to appreciate 2024. But we're going to see. But as we talk about what we're going to talk about tonight, you know, faith in government, baby. Faith in government. Faith in people. Faith in people you know. Has your ability to have faith, love, confidence in the truth of people that you know been tainted, shaken, and ruined by what the government has given you? And see, that's take it into account. No, you know what? I was about to say, that's taking into account that you're a Trump supporter. Because Trump supporters believe that you Democrats or people who don't like Trump, because you don't have to be a Democrat not to like Trump, they believe that you are the one that's a sheep. They believe that you're the one who doesn't know what you're talking about. You're the one who doesn't know a crook from somebody who's giving. You're the one who doesn't know someone who tells the truth versus somebody who's lying. They think that is you. You are the problem. You are a big part of the problem, brothers and sisters. They don't think that it's government, not the government that you think is on the side of truth. And just because you don't believe, just because you believe that the Trump side may be all liars and all deceptive and really, really bad for government, that doesn't necessarily believe, I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that you think that the Joe Biden side and the Democrats are good. You may figure, well, I mean, it was the lesser of two evils, so they're bad, the other one is worse. So I took the one that was worse instead of the one that was bad. You understand what I'm saying? So that may be those may be the choices that you're talking about. That may be all that we have left. But that's what we're going to talk about tonight on the Daily Go Get Amazing Show. Faith in government, faith in people that you know. Has it all been messed up because of what's going on with government? I mean, think about it. There may have been a time. Let me tell you something, man. I was watching a podcast yesterday. I was watching me a podcast yesterday, right? There's a rapper. Remember the rapper named Nori? N-O-R-E. Nori. Good rapper. Had good hit songs back in the late 90s, early 2000s, all of that. Well, he has this podcast called Drink Champs. And it's a very popular podcast, and it's a very good podcast. I don't like the way he interrupts his guests. He cuts them off to say what he wants to say, even though he may be interacting with them and agreeing with them. And I've never seen him argue or disagree with anybody who comes on the show. It's all love. But sometimes he cuts them off so he breaks their chain of thought, their train of thought, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, he had this rapper on there named Cormega. Now, all my hip-hop heads may know who Cormega is. Cormega is, he was sort of like, remember last week I talked about Papoose? Remember, Papoose was a rapper who never came out with an official album, but he had that buzz. He had that crazy buzz with the contract. Cormega was who? He was the Papoose before Papoose became Papoose. So, like, in the early, I would say mid-90s and all of that, he actually came out. His buzz was around the time when Nas came out. Anyway, Cormega was on Nori's show, Drink Champs. And Cormega has changed around his life a lot. Before, he would start to be like this thug rapper. He was a very good rapper. He had lyrics. He could spit his ass off. And but he was rough. He was rough around the edges. And, I ain't going to say that people were scared of Cormega, but he wasn't really nobody to play with. At least that was the general consensus. And Cormega was talking about that. But if y'all get a chance, check out the broadcast. The name of the name of the podcast is called Drink Champs. So if you go on YouTube and you put Drink Champs in the search bar, it's going to come up. And Cormega doesn't drink or smoke or any of that stuff. And the whole purpose of the podcast is for everybody to drink and smoke and get high and do the interview that way. Because, like, the, you know how people say the truth comes out, at least in a certain kind of way when you drink. So Omega was like Nori said, I'm pushing him to drink. Like, yo, man, here, you gonna take this drink? Because they've known each other for 20 or 30 years. Something like that, you know, and like Omega's like, you know, chill out. I want to go ahead and, you know, do this interview and tell the story. Anyway, Omega started talking about the Food and Drug Administration and how we shouldn't be eating certain types of food. And Nori didn't seem to understand that. He said, so, you know, you don't think that the food that we're eating is good for us? And Cormega was like, no, I don't. And he started talking just a little bit about GMO, because Nori was talking about when he was overseas, when he was in England, he saw a cow. And the cow wasn't big and fat and meaty looking like our cows are. And Nori was like, yo, man, y'all cows look sick. And the Englishman said to Nori, no, your cows look sick. Our cows look the way cows are supposed to look. Your cows look like, I don't know what the hell that is. But for somebody to have traveled all over the world and done shows and had hit records and sold all of these units and is now interviewing people who have done the same things that he has done, and for him to be oblivious that the food that he is eating may not be good for him because the government has a monetary stake and maybe even another motivation to make sure that the food that we're eating isn't healthy. Like, how could you not know that? Or how could you not acknowledge that or look into that? But see, what happens with people is what happens with people. So people are where they are in their lives. So I'm thinking that this man is crazy. I'm thinking that this man, if I listen to his opinion on government, politics, and people, I'm thinking, will I be able to trust the judgment of this man who doesn't even understand that? You understand what I'm saying? Had that political issue not come up, and, you know, what's up, J. Nicole? What's up, Emily Dunlap in the house? What's going on? Thanks for coming through, y'all. Appreciate it. Appreciate y'all coming through. Appreciate it. Had that segment on that episode not come up, I would have thought Nori knew a whole lot because, you know, they used to talk all that 5% shit back in the day. Yo, God. I'm realized, like, a lot of these cats running around here calling each other gods and earths and, you know, talking about what today's mathematics are, and they don't know shit. They know exactly what they're talking about, nothing else. So what about us? What about your brothers? What about your sisters? What about your cousins? What about your aunties and your uncles, your mom, your dad, your neighbors, people that you've grown up with? What do they know? What do they know now that makes you say, all right, I know that this person knows what's up, so I can trust their judgment and they feel how I feel, if that's the way to feel. Versus, they don't understand shit. I fuck around and get hurt behind this person as if we were still out there on the streets or something, or like we was doing something we ain't got no business doing because this person is ignorant and they don't understand the ways of the world and the way that the world is right now. The ways of the world right now are not set up so you can just look the other way. And we may not have, I don't think that me, Carol, Emily, Carrie, Ansel, I don't think any of us, Robbie, Rob, and Ming, my brother from another mother, Norris, I don't think any of us were looking I don't think we were looking the other way in the past 4 years. I don't think we were looking the other way in the past 8 years. 12. Some of y'all, I can account for the last 8. Past that, I don't know. But I think that the reason that we are still connecting based on the last 8 probably has a lot to do with where we are, where we were back then to where we are right now, sociopolitically. Has any of that changed? You know, like I've heard Carol, my man Kevin Dukes, you know what I mean? Shout out to my man Kevin Dukes. You know, I've heard us talk about how we've lost some friends, had to get some people out off of our pages and out of our lives. And I can't have that type of energy in my world. Now, I'm not a big advocate for deleting people because they think differently than I am, but I can understand why some people do it. Like, yo, that shit that you believing in right now and even trying to push and advocate for, you sounded like the enemy to me. You sounded like my enemy to me. You understand what I'm saying? So has the lies, deceit, the inability to be able to trust, the chaos, the destruction, has that crept into our personal lives and taken away our ability to believe in anything that the government says and anything that anybody who believes in that sect of the government has to say? Have we lost our friends and our ability to stay friends with those who were previously friends because of what the government has shown us? Sing a song full of the faith that the dark path has brought us. Sing a song full of the... I'm just being real. Cal Chamber, let me follow Rita. What's going on? Glad to see me some new at. I say Cherry. Cinderella day to day. Well, it's the woman day to day with famous Cinderella day to day. Well, it's the woman day to day with fame. And my big sis, Robbie Ming, coming through. She's a queen. Glad to see you here doing your thing. And my man, Ansel Jones. And my man, I say Ansel Jones. That's my brother from another mother, Norris. And two brothers from another mother, we just chill. And we get a little, and we do this every day. I'm so glad it came through, and it always make me think I'm glad to have my people that I've never even seen with my own two eyes, but I love them guys. And I'm going to tell you even a little bit more. Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? What you doing, Charlene? What's up, y'all? All right. So that's what we're talking about tonight, y'all. That's what we're talking about tonight, y'all. Yeah, no, lost faith. Faith in government. Faith in people that you know. Have they got all up into our world and shook it up all crazy? Ansel says, year 2020 is a verb. Wow. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. I need y'all to hit the like button. And make sure that you share the show. Y'all got to do that right now. And make sure that you subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to the motherfucking channel. And stop unsubscribing to the channel, fucking up my number. 2 steps forward, 3 steps back, 4 steps forward, 2 steps back. That shit keeps my numbers right where they are. My name is Omar. I need y'all to do that for me. Hit the like button, share the show, subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, I appreciate it. Love is love, baby. Robin Ming, my big sis, Robin Ming says, I don't have no faith in government. No faith. And you're probably talking about on the Democratic side or on the Republican side, because you know, like, both of them got some shit. Historically, they've done some shit. I mean, we have to live with what we have lived. Nobody can go back and change their history. And being a Republican or a Democrat doesn't change who you are as a man or a woman. But we are men and women who choose to be on the side of one party. Some people have decided to immerse themselves and identify themselves by the political party that they are affiliated with. Well, has that taken away our ability to be able to believe in them? I believe in you and me. Let me see. That's my girl right there, NY's in the house. Out there, NY, all the way out there in the woods. She's an earthy John Doe. What's going on, my woo? My woo. Lisa. Lisa Temple One. My woo, Lisa. Lisa, my woo. I said, my woo, Lisa. Lisa, my woo. Temple One, Temple One. Temple One, Temple One, Temple One. Good to see you, some of you. Speaking of positivity, you know what I mean? Somebody who gets it. She definitely gets it. You know what I'm saying? All right. Carol Chamberlain says, I think I made some great relationships and friendships, so I still have faith in some people. I like that. I like that. So you've been able to weather the storm and still see the great, the goodness and greatness in some people. But what about the people that were talking that shit? What about the people who said Trump was legit? What about the people who said you stupid as shit because you believe in that Democratic bullshit? What about the people that started to identify you as a Democrat instead of who were you? That's the shit that was giving me, getting me. All of a sudden, people who used to look at people as people, they was calling you, oh, yeah, the Democrats this and the Democrats that. And it wasn't no easier way to identify a Trumper than instead of calling people people. Oh, the Democrats. What the fuck are you talking to? What do you mean the Democrats? I ain't gonna lie. I've never had as many political arguments in any other year than 2020, on purpose and by mistake. Never, not even close. Not even close. Robbie Ming says, this was an up and down year for me. It opened my eyes to a lot. There was a lot of tragedy, but I also let a lot of friends go. But I made better friendships. So she says, so there are still good people out there that I have faith in. You may have, okay, but when I say have faith in them, do you believe what they say? Do you believe in what people say anymore? Do you believe in their judgment? Do you trust their judgment anymore? Like, okay, now that this election is over, and if you are a Democrat, you feel like you finally won. As of yesterday, you can let out a sigh of relief. But the people that you used to be cool with or that you are still cool with that believe in that Trump shit, what kind of hit has that relationship taken in your mind and in your heart? Are you able to be cool with them now that you've kind of gotten your way? Will anything ever be the same? Will y'all be able to move on from this? Or will the residue of all of this shit leading up to the election and what it meant to vote for one side versus the other side, will that still linger on like Donald Trump still working to try to reverse the results of this election? Are we still feeling the after effects of this? Wapm. Wapm. Wapm, what I'm thinking. What I'm thinking. Mao Lisa Temple One says, all of a sudden, people identifying as a political party. That's what I'm saying, Lee. I mean, seriously. I've never heard people that I'm close to talking about some, the Democrats. You ain't never talked like, what you talk? And they talk, you know where that came from. But they tell you that you getting all of your news from the mainstream media. I don't remember you calling nobody no Republican or no damn Democrat before. So you getting it from some media. The media got y'all believing that Trump is bad. You know, I've never seen any president ever get disrespected the way he's been disrespected. I said, well, I've never seen a president that was worthy of so little of respect. I've never seen a president be as disrespectful as I've seen him be. And there was this president that used to be president a while back, a long time ago. And you may have heard of him. He used to get a lot of disrespect. I think his name was, he had a funny name, he was darker than a lot of presidents before him and after. He had something to do the president elect now. And I remember, I might not be able to remember his name, but he used to get a lot of disrespect openly in the media. Anyway, I know that he got a lot of and his wife used to get a lot of disrespect too, and she was definitely, in my opinion, worthy of a lot of respect. But ex-porn star type of first lady. Ain't nobody gonna say nothing about this, huh? Y'all ain't gonna say shit about this, huh? All right. Lisa also says, lies. Obama and younger Bush were disrespected. That was his name! Obama! You got that right? Obama? Obama! Obama! Was that his first name or his last name? Bury me, Obamay. Then bury me. Okay. He said, son, you a fool. I'm just saying. Like, when I heard him say that shit, I was like, oh, you out of your fuck. But that's what I'm saying. People that you may have loved and respected before, now you got to look at them sideways like, well, wait a minute, man. What we doing, baby boy? Holler at your boy. What we doing out here? Talk to me. You understand what I'm saying? So okay. North Hill says, having impaired conversations are a turnoff, so drink champs isn't for me. I like it though. I don't watch it as much because you know that. But he's had some really good guests on there, and I like hearing stories of old rappers and all of that shit, and people who were down with the hip hop community. I like hearing a lot of the things that they talk about. Rumors and old stories that we never really got straight, and they've been able to straighten those things out. Even stuff like record deals and, you know, why they went from one label to another label and crews that they may have been with. I dig that kind of stuff. So, but I understand what you're saying. But Cormega was not drinking. Other people have gotten on there and wouldn't drink either. Like LL, when he was on there, he was like, nah, I'm not drinking. And people older now. You know what I'm saying? This is not, you know, I think Capone and Noriega, what they came out in like 1996? Some shit like that. T-O-N-Y. So, all right. Carol Chamberlain says, I had a conversation with someone about a YouTube blogger who she is really influenced by. Okay. Carol says, so true, Omar. Some foolishness cannot be tolerated. Okay. Okay. Narciso says, hi, Charlene, and everybody shot at me. I'm just sitting back listening. Okay, cool. I left them where they were, Omar. That's what Carol says. I know. I get it. I mean, listen, I fought the power after the first, when Trump won in 2016, started in 2017, I was like, listen, man, we can't, at this time, we got to stick together. You know, I'm thinking that, listen, some good is really going to come out of this, because I'm thinking that if nothing else, black people finally have a common enemy, because there were no Trump supporters. There were no black Trump supporters in 2017. At least I didn't know none. I didn't know no outright black. Well, I did, but they was Oreos. They wasn't real. Now, motherfuckers that you liked, loved, respected, they done drunk the Kool-Aid all hard. You like, what the fuck has happened? What did Trump do for y'all niggas from 2016 till 2020? What did he do? Let them tell it. Everything. Like, let me find out this motherfucker is blowing y'all motherfuckers under the table. You know, there are plenty of men who actually pay to eat women out. I'm like, this is like reverse. Can y'all imagine that? Can you imagine, y'all ladies? Can you imagine paying to blow a nigga? Like, yo, I want to suck your dick so bad. I give you $50. Because men do it. Like, you let me eat your pussy, I give you $100. That's a lot of wanting to give somebody some pleasure, son. That's a whole lot. Okay. Lisa Mawu says, we have more informed answers now. We have learned to see with the eyes of no cover. Some of us are. Some of us have. Lisa says, what did he do? I don't know what he did. I don't know. But I'm listening to this crazy rhetoric. And she also says, what did Trump do for our nation? Let them tell it. Now, this is when they start straight kicking that Fox News shit or straight Donald Trump rally shit. I fixed the economy, strongest economy ever that been invented. And I did more for black people, and I meant it. I've done more for African Americans than Abraham Lincoln. My shit ain't sticking. Yo, look at me now. Y'all niggas gotta be down. But he sure showed his true colors when he didn't win that election. What states did he go after? What areas did he go after? The ones with the niggas. Like, yo, you niggas. I thought you liked niggas. Wasn't you riding for niggas? The niggas said that you was riding for them on the low. Okay. Carol says, when people show me their ability to reason, their inability to reason, then I cut ties. I'm just saying, understand. Ansel Jones says, what gear did the black empowerment movement stop? It seemed like people are too cool. The black empowerment movement never really flourished. It always flourished with those of us who believed in it and who foster it and who push that agenda against all odds, because we know that there's a better way, there's a better path to freedom than what we have found. But if you really think about it, we are the minority. So we are the minority within a minority. And I don't like to use the word minority, because I don't know how many niggas that are in this country. But it's showing what the census say. It might not be what the census say, but what does your census say? Thanks for those hearts, y'all. I appreciate them hearts over there on Instagram. Appreciate that. That's love right there. I need that. Narciso says, if someone can answer a challenging question or can be open for a dialogue, I may be prone to considering what they have to say. Okay, cool. Talking loud and saying nothing irks me. I feel you on that. Carol Chamberlain says, I think we will for a while until the dust settles, then we shall see. So you're saying, I think you're answering the question about will we be all right now that Trump is out? Will they come back into the fold? I don't know. Some of them still riding. I'm like, black Trump supporters, it's over for you. He not even fucking with y'all no more. He was only fucking with y'all for votes. Now, my Lisa Temple once says, we are the minority in the majority. That's some deep shit for those who can get that. Lisa Mau said, we are the minority in the majority. Those of us fighting for black liberation. I don't even like to say black power because, you know, some of us dumbass niggas, as soon as we start talking about black power, they be like, now, see, you bad as those KKK members. It's not about, you know, black power. It's not about being dominant. We just, you know, people are people. There is no black race. You know, the only race that there is the human race. Have you ever in your life backhand slapped somebody? I haven't. I've always fantasized about, like, bow, bow. Like, is the back of the hand, does it have more impact than the front? Because the front, you know, the natural motion seems to be like, bow. But the dumb motherfucker, fuck wrong with you? Okay. Okay. I'm all high up in the comments. Carol Timber, stop butchering my president's name. Look, I couldn't remember who he was. All I knew was that he got disrespected a lot. But I couldn't remember who he was because it was so long ago. I can't remember. Shit, his name might as well have been John Hanson. Who? John Hanson? All right. Robin Ming says, I've had plenty of arguments about this election. Some of my old friends were undercover Trump supporters. Well, they sure started coming above ground, didn't they? This year in 2020, they started talking loud. They was dying for Trump. Rest in peace to the bull. Herman Cain. He died for that nigga. And he can't even get a shout out at one of the rallies. Like, yo, man, rest in peace, Herman Cain. Nothing. Act like y'all ain't see that. He ain't died of no Rona. Rona? What Rona? I ain't know. There's no coronavirus. COVID-19. I don't know. What? Who? That ain't real. Okay. Okay. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, Omarosa. Yeah, Omarosa was the one who got Trump to do anything, like for those HBCUs. But fuck Omarosa, cause she became a real nigga after the white man kicked her the fuck out of that White House, didn't she? I'm like, nah, don't get down with us now. Fuck out of here. Keep blowing them. But they won't let me blow them no more. They already came. That's on you. Shit. You can't blow them. If you can't blow a man, I'm good enough to let him keep blowing you, there's something wrong with you. But no, we ain't got no dick for you around here. You go keep asking them, can you suck? Somebody gonna let you suck. Not us though. Nope. Make sure my zipper is fastened up. No Bill Clinton for you. I am a man of virtue. No, Omarosa, that is disgusting. It's inappropriate. You go blow on Trump and Pence. the way you were doing before. I'm not even horny. That bitch makes me impotent. I can't stand. I don't like no sellouts. I don't like no sellouts. Okay. Carol says the vanilla people can get away with so much more, like being a porn star first lady. Word. No, it says soul. Diamond and silk. Oh my God. And those twins, Carol. Those light skinned twins. Them two dudes. Oh, who the fuck? Yo, man, it made me sick to my stomach. It made me sick to my stomach. If they was light skinned, good hair type dudes back in the '80s, they'd have got their ass whooped. Everybody couldn't get down. Like, y'all gonna get your ass whooped. Y'all gonna get your money taken every day. That's what y'all get. Y'all not even gonna get all the bitches. That's what y'all get. Because y'all suckers. Sucker boys. Cal says, yes, Omar. Remember, we had a conversation about a mutual acquaintance. I might remember what you're talking about. I might push it out in the back of my mind, though. I might push it back out in the back of my mind, though. I don't know exactly what you might be talking about, Carol. I might don't want to remember. See, sometimes you guys say it in nigger. I might don't remember. I might don't. No, I said, quoting, what the hell do you have to lose? Charlene. She says, I knew a married man who would pay to eat a woman out, not his wife. Yeah, men been doing that shit for, yo. Men have been paying women to eat them out. And I'm like, so is the thinking behind that, like, if I pay you to eat you out, and you get all hot, you gonna let me fuck? That has to be the logic, don't it? Like, you gonna pay to just eat? Like, what kind of nasty dog? Even a dog humps on your leg for his own pelvic pleasure. Even female dogs hump on your leg. You ever had a female dog hump on you? You know, when you have a female dog hump on you, you be like, what are you doing? Are you showing what should be getting done to you? Like, what are you doing? Well, females do it. They grab your leg and start the humping. Yo, Queenie, calm down. Oh, God. From now on with Queenie, when she let me, when I pet Queenie from then on, I'm like, this is not strictly platonic anymore, is it, Queenie? This is deeper than, this is a little bit bigger than I may have signed up for, ain't it, Queenie? Queenie! My Lisa's over there tripping. She said, dead! What kind of what? Now you stupid. I know. My mom says that all the time. Go ahead. All right. Cherry says, I'm still having struggles with the powers that be. I tell my men, don't talk to me or call me after 7 p.m. during the weekdays. I think the show cost me one, but oh well. Another one bites the dust. Damn. Far be it for me to ruin relationships. Man, if they interrupt you doing the Daily Go Get a Business Show, they ain't no kind of man for you. But I can imagine it. All y'all chicks. You know what I mean? Y'all looking at my shit at 7 o'clock. I can imagine nigga like, what are you looking at? What is this? That's who you? Who the fuck is this? What, you used to fuck this nigga? No. No, but baby, you know, like, he funny. And he be talking a lot of real shit. And this shit is entertaining. It's like good shit. And they like a family on there. You know, they like cool. You know what I'm saying? No. I don't know what the fuck you saying. Watch this corny ass. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Hold on. You friends with this nigga on Facebook? Really? Oh, yeah. I bet you ain't going to be friends with this motherfucker after this. What you just do? None. Like, let's watch this corny ass motherfucker. What's that shit around his neck? Fuck is this shit around? Fuck out of here. All on that nigga dick. The fuck out of here. I'm not watching that shit. I'm gonna get my girl watching this old cornball ass nigga on YouTube and shit. Trying to be a superstar. He got no fucking views. Hey, you fucking corny. I can see it happening. I can see it. Carol Chamberlain says, and Omar, that backhand really hurts. Trust me. And I guess you would know that. Huh? Ansel says, that runoff gave people reasons to learn about elections. That's true. Brown eyes, what's going on, Va? Thanks for coming through. Appreciate y'all on the Instagram side. Appreciate y'all mucho. Moo 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 mucho mucho. Yeah, he's crazy. Yes, he is too much. Y'all know it's true. Y'all know it's true. I have gotten inboxes before. Like, listen, Omar, I'm sorry I had to block your number, but it wasn't me. My man didn't really like me looking at your show, so he got my phone one day, and he blocked you off my page. So, like, you know, to keep the peace, I had to stop looking at your shit because it wasn't right. I'm feeling like a cheater if I sneak and watch your show. So even though it's petty, I'm sorry. But, you know, you still cool with me. I wish you the best. I've gotten those inboxes. I'm like, I understand, shorty. I understand. I get it. At least, while he's concentrating on me, that keeps the door open for you to go fuck your side nigga. So, I mean, maybe it's a win-win. You have to give up something in order to gain something else, right? You got to give up something. Okay. Ansel Joseph, this group is an alibi. Yo, I was watching the DG show. You can see my comments in them motherfuckers. I can't stick a nigga up and be watching and commenting at the same time. I'm like, yo, give me all your fucking money. Get the fuck on the ground. Yo, don't nothing move but the money. I'm telling you, listen, I do not want to send nobody to God today. I promised God I wasn't going to send him nobody else unless they don't give up what God has blessed you with. And he's going to give you another blessing of everlasting life on this earth. Maybe you'll live to be 60. Oh, by the way. Yo, he's doing another song. Carol says, my husband looks at the show and laughs, says, I guess this is your entertainment. Because he gets it. He know, like, you know when your woman is, listen, man, you know, a man knows when his woman is, A man knows when his woman is really digging another man. It ain't hard to tell. It ain't hard to tell. But a man also knows when his woman is just cool with another dude. Like, this is her thing. But look, I'm tapping that ass every night. What am I doing? Can't do nothing with her after I'm finished. You better come first. And even if he do, I'ma know. Like, look, I closed that last night. How the fuck it get open? It's like going to your car and pulling your car door and it's open and you didn't chirp it. Like, yo. Or you know how your alarm on your car lets you know that somebody has tripped your alarm? You go to chirp it and it's like, and you like, ear. It ain't supposed to go ear. Why the fuck is my shit going ear? Oh, shit. Somebody that ear my car. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Let me find out that this is an ear. Also says, damn, you making viewers write Dear John letters? I've gotten a couple. I wish them all the best. I told them, I said, listen, I understand. I might not agree with it, but I ain't going to. Come on, man. You know what I mean? Women are out here insecure. Men are out here insecure. I don't want to be a part of that shit. I'm here to bring people together, not break nobody apart. Shit. Like Big Pun said, wait a minute. That's my girl. I paid for them titties. Get your own, go on, you heard? That's my woman. I paid for them titties. Go on, get your own, you heard? Yeah, I paid for them titties, and I'm not talking about plastic surgery. I said, I paid for them titties. I mean, I paid for them. That means she lay there with me. I'm not trying to let the next man put his hand on my breast. The fuck is that mess? And if I feel like somebody disrespect, I'ma come at that nigga's neck. And I'ma tell you something else, yo. You better stand down when a nigga come around. Yo, I don't wanna see you smile too hard when you see the guard. You understand what I'm saying? And everything will be okay between me and you, because you know how we grew. And you know how we do. I'm gonna make sure that I see this thing until the end. And you gonna have a friend. Yo, they say he's just a friend. They say he's just a friend. Get the fuck out of here. I'm rocking that motherfucker. You don't need to see that nigga. Or never be a star. You can wait for your rest of your life, but you ain't never gonna be that nigga's wife. And I'm gonna tell you something. You don't need to watch this show. Get the fuck out of here. Go fix me a sandwich, hoe. And I'm gonna tell you something else. You making me disrespect you. And I don't like the way you talk to my mother. And I'm gonna tell you something else. Christmas coming up, and you might not get nothing. No stock or something. I'm putting coal in that motherfucker. Nothing. You get on my fucking nerves, bitch. Fucking Omar. You out of your goddamn. Yo. Be out of your motherfucking mind. Fuck, you think a game? Think this a game? Let me find out if you're watching the show again. Yeah? All right. What was his topic tonight? If you know his topic tonight, I mean, I know that you've been listening to his shit. I will fucking slap fire. Well, I'm sure we're having a ball tonight. Okay. But yeah, faith in government, faith in people that you know. When it all comes down to it, you don't want to be in a position where you can't trust, where you feel like you can't trust your brothers and your sisters and your aunties and your uncles and your cousins and your mama and your daddy and your neighbors and your school hood chums. Yo, you don't want to look dumb and you don't like to see people that you know getting jerked. But it be like that sometimes. It even leaves you irked. It's like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's like a zag of that. It's like that, y'all. Well, this is dedicated to my favorite street. I think about it every time that I hear this beat. Any other beat you hear, just disregard. It's a national anthem of the boulevard. You see, I'm loyal to the bully. He taught me the deal. Definitely the pace to be, and that's how I feel. All right. So let's go. Let's go, y'all. All right. So let's take a few more minutes to talk about this whole faith in government, faith in people that you know. And when people do these birthday shout-outs, we're going to keep moving. TK Wright says, my dude can't stand you. He's a Trump supporter, though, so his opinion doesn't count. I done heard the fuck off. Damn. What? Here's the part of the show where I keep my mouth shut. I'll be damn. Listen, crazy as shit, son. I haven't heard a lot of shit before. I never heard none of that shit before. Yeesh. Okay, I'm telling them, oh, yes, you are, Omar. No worries, Carol. After the electoral vote, I told him that it wasn't going to work. It won't work. It wasn't going to work. That says, I told him that it won't going to work out. Does that look grammatically correct to you? Oh, that it wasn't going to work out. Oh, that's what you meant? Okay. All right. So, like, probably each and every one of us has had to deal with somebody that we previously or even still love and respected who became infected and affected and influenced by this craziness of politics. I don't know what Joe Biden is going to do as far as the way he's setting up his cabinet and the way government is going to work for the next 4 to 8 years. I don't know. But I know that there comes a time when we all have to make a choice. And sometimes the choices that we make don't always have with the spirit. But make them nonetheless. And so we've made moves. And so other people that we know have made moves also. And they may not have moved with us in the same direction. But the moves have been made. And now we're still on our way moving forward. Will those relationships be repaired? Will we be able to restore the faith, the trust, and the judgment that of them that we had before? Will they be able to do it with us? Will we continue to look like the sheep that they call the sheeple that they have labeled us as being because they say that we want to just go back to the way things were before? Well, we're going to see. We were together before. We coming together. We coming together, we going to be together, or will we? Will we? Will we? Will we? I don't know, y'all. I don't know. But we keep trying. We keep trying. We keep trying. Emily, talking about something. You knew what she meant. Oh, let me tell you something. I just gave you a whole song last night. So you shut up and you do what I tell you to do. You know what I mean? See, we're going to shut that down. I gave you a whole song last night. A whole song. And you got a lot of nerve sticking up a tack. TK, you must be crazy. You offend me. See, I'm not the type of person that does something for you and doesn't expect anything back. Don't associate me with somebody that's altruistic in that regard. I don't want to be associated with somebody who does things for people from the heart. That ain't me. I do things for people strictly for the payback. Can't you tell? Okay. Oh, you sorry? Good. Good. And I accept your apology. Now we can go forward. Okay. Okay. Carol Chambers says, hey, Omar, for how long, though? I don't know. I don't know. I'm really worried. I'm really worried about this. I don't know if things will ever be able to be the same now. I just don't know. I just don't know. Brown Eye says, whatever it is, has to be better than the past 4 years, especially this year alone. And that's what I say, Brown Eyes. That's what I say. I don't think. But remember, yo, we thought 2019 was bad. We was dying to get out of 2019. Like, yo, man, we gonna get out of this 2019 shit. This shit is treacherous. But we didn't know we hadn't seen what 2020 could do. TK writes on some. Leave her alone before we roll on you. You want to do? Send me a group text? I'm right scared of you. And Robert, she's sorry because she was out of pocket and out of line. I'm going to have to check that ass. But we good, though. Okay. Okay. See, Rob, you didn't hear that song yesterday. You ain't hear it. You didn't hear it. You didn't hear it. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. Yo, we gonna get on out of here. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious December 15th. And they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. 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 They get number one out the box. Shannon Elizabeth, happy birthday to you and my girl, Geneva Tony Gass. Geneva Tony Gass turning 56 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Tony. And also Shaquem Rogers. Happy birthday to you. And also, hold on. And also Shirley French, happy birthday to you. And Woodberline Jonas, turning 27 years old today. And Evelina Hernandez, turning 35 years old today. And Tommy Lee, turning 34 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Mom. And Elena Batista, turning 27 years old today. And Rosiana Marie Duval, turning 48 years old today. And Blessing Morris, happy birthday to you. And Kamon Lydia, happy birthday to you. And Rosalind Lee. And Alfonso Cross, and Lachey Kelly, and Angela Brown, and my girl, go get a Tracy Rogers, Tracy Trey, happy birthday to you, Ma, and LaShawanda Wilkins, turning 31 years old today, and Beverly Brooks, go get her, my girl Bev Brooks, her and my man Chris, and they've been doing the independent radio for a minute. Happy birthday to you, Ma. And my girl going all the way back to the 1982, Jeanette Gossett, happy birthday to you. And Joanna Day, happy birthday to you, Joanna. And last but not least, my girl going all the way back to the 1982, Angie Cawthorn. And even though she's not on this list, she let us know that her birthday was today. It's just not on her profile. And that would be our girl, YS Book. YS Books, it's always a good look. Yvette Stokes, I've known you since 77, and it's always a good look. I'm glad to see you get all the way to the 5-0. Yo, hey, ho, hey, ho, hey. So wherever whatever you out there, Yvette, I hope that you're having a good time doing it up way, way extra large, man. Extra large. I just hope you somewhere wearing your mask. Don't get wild out there. You know what I mean? Let these niggas cold pull your mask down and kiss you right in the face. Like, come here, man. You know what I mean? He might be the modern day Denzel of back in the day of your heart. He might come up to you and be like, so it's your birthday today, huh, baby? Yeah? Straight pull your mask down. Like, come here. Be like, oh my God, he's wild. Make you pull your mask over your eyes. I want to say happy birthday to all of you. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious December 15th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you, rock out, rock on into the damn, the rock out, rock on into the damn, rock out, rock on into the damn thing, to do your thing, y'all, represent the queen. To do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, you may not have had faith in the government before. You may have known it was all about money and it was all about lying and power just for their own purposes. You may have been able to see the Baphomet in the dialogue. I see the Baphomet in you. I see the Baphomet in you. I see the Baphomet in you. I use the serpent. He sixes in your head. Yo, I heard what you said. And I know that it wasn't no gold. It was all lead. And I'm not trying to be down with that stuff. You're not going to have me not calling your bluff. And I know even though that times are rough, it's going to be your ride. It's going to be your ride. I'm going to be down with my brothers and my sisters that I was down with before. No matter what the score, even if we are down in the fourth period and quarter, I'm going to make sure that I ought to be the best man or woman that I ever should be. And my people still down with me. And you'll see we will prevail before the shit ever fails. And I'm tell y'all nothing but the real tales, not lying, not deceiving, not telling you no shit that you ought not be believing. Yo, we will be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all back to life. Order the court. Order. Will we be able to restore order with the people that we loved and respected? Will we be able to restore order? Will we be able to restore order? We'll see. But we'll be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Same bad time, same bad channel, same networks. So whether it's the YouTube, whether it's the Gram, I'll be back like Sam I Am. But won't be no green eggs and ham. But I'ma watch me the Grinch's Soul Christmas, goddamn. And you know what I know, what I've learned over the years? You don't have to be a Christian to like Christmas cartoons or specials. And you don't have to be a Christian. You don't even have to be a Christian to like gospel music. But I'm going to tell y'all like this. Play the gospel music. I'm talking about not necessarily the modern day gospel music. But the gospel music back in the day was all about the lyrics. Am I wrong? Because if you try to sing, if you try to like mimic the beat or the music to a gospel song, will you be able to recognize that shit? Like, how did the music to the song go? You know how some people when they tell you about a song they like, some people will tell you, will sing the lyrics and see if you recognize it by that. And some people will do the beat. You know, like that's all right. Let's do a beat that y'all might know. Y'all know what song I'm talking about? Who knows what song I'm talking about? TK Wright says, I got it made. You can do that with modern day songs. Like, mimic the beat and be like, people be like, oh yeah, that beat, yeah, I know that song. I know it, because they might not know the words. Other songs, you might be like, well, it goes, rock the bells. Like, yeah, that's the title of the song and that's the chorus of the song, and that's how I know it. You don't have to be like, because you're not going to recognize it that way. But with a gospel song, I don't think that you can do the music, because they switch the music up sometimes. Like, what's the music to What a Friend We Have in Jesus? What's the music? His eyes are on a sparrow. What's the music? The music is whatever you want it to be. It's the lyrics. No? Tell me I'm wrong. Am I wrong? Let's get on about it here, y'all. All right. So Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here. Narzo says, Jesus will work it out. Work it out. Carol says, yes, that music spoke to your soul. Okay. I accept that. I receive that. All right, Blog Talk, we out of here. Holler back at y'all. Holler back at y'all, nigga, son. You back with y'all. You know what I said? Damn, hurry up. Delays and the shit.